It's not uncommon for people to travel through Israeli checkpoints for medical procedures. Mostly that means people heading into Israel to get treatment. But some Arab Israeli women who live in Israel are traveling in the opposite direction, and they're doing it so they can choose the sex of their babies. Shana Sheely has a story of one Arab Israeli woman who crossed the border into the West Bank hoping for a baby boy.
Fatin lives in a big house perched on a hill in the Arab-Israeli city of Umm al-Fahim. She has three young daughters, today all dressed in matching black pants and lacy maroon tops. Her youngest, who's 4 years old, sings and scoots around the kitchen in a toy car. Fatin is 30, and she's pregnant. Again. Early in her third pregnancy, Fatin went to her doctor for an ultrasound. She arrived with a caravan of family members and boxes of sweets to celebrate. Her husband stood by her when the doctor pulled up the sonogram.
And he said, "You have a third queen coming." I saw the big smile on my husband's face.
He was thrilled for another girl.
He was happy, but I won't deny that I was not. I started crying.
She says the next few months were the most difficult of her life. Even though the pregnancy was a healthy one, people in her community treated her as if she'd experienced a loss.
I decided during the pregnancy that I would not go through this again.
Fatin decided to make sure her next baby would be a boy. She traveled to the West Bank to go to a state-of-the-art fertility clinic in Nablus. The doctors there use a technique called PGD, pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. It's often used for early diagnosis of genetic mutations, but it can also be used to determine the sex of a fertilized egg before it's implanted via in vitro fertilization. Fatin says she went through three IVF attempts before she got pregnant this way.
Definitely, it's worth it. I need that boy.
Fatin has never heard anyone talk publicly about sex selection, and she's not sure how people in her community would react to her story. So she asked me to use a pseudonym. As an Israeli citizen, Fatin is covered by universal healthcare, which includes fertility treatments. Israel has one of the highest rates of IVF in the world, but IVF for sex selection is highly regulated there, influenced by Jewish religious authorities. Couples are only eligible if they've had four children of the same gender. In the West Bank, sex selection is largely unregulated, and about 20% of the women seeking sex selection at the Nablus clinic are Arab Israeli citizens, like Fatin. Her doctor, Omar Abduldayem, says it makes for happier families. Having only daughters can cause tension. Husbands might divorce their wives.
Because they want a son.
Back in Umm al-Fahim, Fatin's husband wraps his arms around his girls on a big leather couch. He says it's his wife who wants a son. Fatin gets impatient with that. She has degrees in math and computer science and has a full-time job.
A wife and mother is no longer someone who stays at home and keeps having children. I have a career, and I also have to take care of my girls.
Fatin says she feels a lot of pressure to have a boy to carry on the family name.
When you meet a woman with three sons, you feel like she's on top of the world.
While we talk, Fatin's daughters are on the couch, watching her, listening. I ask how she thinks hearing this conversation makes the girls feel.
These girls are constantly hearing people wishing me to have a son, so they're aware of the social pressures.
She wants her girls to know they are loved. Fatin has big dreams for her girls. Outside of school, they ride horses, play sports, and study music. Everyone knows girls are higher achievers than boys, she says. And Fatin sees herself as one of those high-achieving women.
I live in a family that really appreciates me for who I am. And so it's hard for me that this baby could somehow determine whether I'm a successful woman.
I visited Fatin and her family a few months back, and when I called her earlier this month, she told me she gave birth to her fourth child. It's a boy. For The World, Shayna Sheely, Umm El Fahim, Israel.